Section on pricing.
Is there a bigger issue in professional services selling than pricing? The war on timesheet versus value pricing has been going on for a long time now without any sign of resolution in the near future. Pricing again is a huge topic and a science in itself. And so within the confines of this program, I'm going to give us just two major rules for pricing in presenting a proposal to a prospective client. The first one is to know your walkaway price. In other words, if you have the proposal set at 12,000, for instance, and you end up getting into a negotiation session, know that you're prepared to take that work on for anything down to, say, £9,000. But below £9,000, you don't really want to do it because it's just not worth it. Having that walkaway price means that you maintain your credibility, that they can't all of a sudden half the price that you've quoted and it make it look like you just invented the number off the top of your head to begin with, and it makes sure that you're not winning low profitability work. So the walkaway price is critical to have before you go into the meeting. The second thing I see happening in a lot of professional service firms is where a proposal is prepared for a partner, whether it be for a new client or an existing client, and they look at the price and say, they'll never pay that. Drop it by 1,000. And we immediately discount before we've ever got to the meeting, to the prospect. And all I'm going to say about that is £1,000 dropped 100 times a year over 10 years means that there's £1,000,000 that will never be in your bank account as a result of that action. Now, the counter argument might be, fair play, Martin, but we won that work anyway at a level we were comfortable with, so we were happy. And I'd say, well, that's fine. I understand that. Would you have been happier with an extra million? And can you demonstrate to me that the client would not have signed up if that extra 1,000 had been on the proposal? And generally, I find they can't. So we must be careful not to discount unnecessarily. And this is closely related to the section we did on undercharging. But in pricing, we must make sure that the price is what we want for the work, but also something that we can justify to the potential client that isn't outrageous when compared to what they're receiving and paying at this moment in time. Pricing is a huge issue, but those two things underpin all of it.
Section on pricing. Business development a budget this week by reconfirming what your walkaway price is for this proposal and make a commitment to yourself to not go below it. Understanding that discounting £1,000 from a price 100 times costs your firm £1,000,000 in revenues over a decade. Use a standing order or direct debit form to ease your own cash flow and reduce the need for cash collection calls. Break the price down into a monthly investment figure. Justify the price increase per month above what the prospective client is currently paying, rather than stating the full amount that you wish to charge.